ಗೌರಂಗಾ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಾಯಾಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೇ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 2nd ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 12. ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಮಮ ತುಭ್ಯಂ ಚ ಕುಮಾರಾಣಾಂ ಭವಸ್ಯ ಚ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಸ್ಯ ಚ ಸತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪರಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಪರಾಯಣಂ. ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಮಮ ತುಭ್ಯಂ ಚ ಕುಮಾರಾಣಾಂ ಭವಸ್ಯ ಚ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಸ್ಯ ಚ ಸತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪರಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಪರಾಯಣಂ. ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಮಮ ತುಭ್ಯಂ ಚ ಕುಮಾರಾಣಾಂ ಭವಸ್ಯ ಚ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಸ್ಯ ಚ ಸತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪರಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಪರಾಯಣಂ. ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಮಮ ತುಭ್ಯಂ ಚ ಕುಮಾರಾಣಾಂ ಭವಸ್ಯ ಚ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಸ್ಯ ಚ ಸತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪರಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಪರಾಯಣಂ. ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಮಮ ತುಭ್ಯಂ ಚ ಕುಮಾರಾಣಾಂ ಭವಸ್ಯ ಚ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಸ್ಯ ಚ ಸತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪರಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಪರಾಯಣಂ. ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಮಮ ತುಭ್ಯಂ ಚ ಕುಮಾರಾಣಾಂ ಭವಸ್ಯ ಚ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಸ್ಯ ಚ ಸತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪರಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಪರಾಯಣಂ. ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಮಮ ತುಭ್ಯಂ ಚ ಕುಮಾರಾಣಾಂ ಭವಸ್ಯ ಚ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಸ್ಯ ಚ ಸತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪರಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಪರಾಯಣಂ. ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಮಮ ತುಭ್ಯಂ ಚ ಕುಮಾರಾಣಾಂ ಭವಸ್ಯ ಚ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಸ್ಯ ಚ ಸತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪರಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಪರಾಯಣಂ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ, ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಮಮ ತುಭ್ಯಂ ಚ ಕುಮಾರಾಣಾಂ ಭವಸ್ಯ ಚ విజ్ఞానస్య చ సత్వస్య పరస్యాత్మ పరాయణం ధర్మస్య మమ తుభ్యం చ కుమారాణాం భవస్య చ విజ్ఞానస్య చ సత్వస్య పరస్యాత్మ పరాయణం. This verse doesn't have purport, so we'll read translation and next verse I'll just read, will not do follow-up. So translation by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Hare Krishna. Yeah. So dharmasya of religious principles or of Yamaraj. Mama, mine. Tubhyam, of yours. Cha, and. Kumaranam, of the four Kumaras. Bhavasya, Lord Shiva. Cha, and also. Vijnanasya, of transcendental knowledge. Cha, also. Satvasya, of truth. Parasya, of the great personality. Atma, consciousness. Parayanam, dependent. Translation by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Also, the consciousness of that great personality is the abode of religious principles, mine, yours, and those of the four bachelor, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, and Sanandan. That consciousness is also the abode of truth and transcendental knowledge. Text 13 to 16. Aham bhavan bhavashchaiva ta ime manuyograjaha sura sura nara nagaha khagam rugasari strupaha gandharvapsaratsu yaksha raksho bhuta gano ragaha pashavah pitara siddha vidyadhrashcharanadrumaha annecha vividha jiva జలస్థల నభౌ కసః గృహక్షత్కే తవస్తారాస్తడితః స్తనయిత్వః సర్వం పురుష ఏవేదం భూతం భవ్యం భవశ్చయత్ తేనేతమావృతం విశ్వం వితస్తిమాధితిష్టతి. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Beginning from me, Brahma, down to you, and Bhava, that is Shiva, all the great sages who were born before you, the demigods, the demons, the Nagas, the human beings, the birds, the beasts, as well as the reptiles, etc., are all phenomenal manifestations of the universes, namely the planets, stars, asteroids, luminaries, lightning, thunder, and the inhabitants of the different planetary systems, namely the Gandharvas, Apsaras, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutaganas, Ugaras, Pashus, Pitas, Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Charanas, and all other different varieties of living entities, including the birds, beasts, trees, and everything that be, are all covered by the universal form of the Lord at all times, namely past, present, and future. Although He is transcendental to all of them, eternally existing in the form not exceeding 9 inches. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His partial representation, meaning measuring not more than 9 inches as supersoul, expands by his potential energy in the shape of the universal form, which includes everything manifested in different varieties of organic and inorganic materials. The manifested varieties of the universe are therefore non-different from the Lord. Just as golden ornaments of different shapes and forms are non-different from the original stock reserve of gold. In other words, the Lord is the Supreme Person who controls everything within the creation, and still He remains the Supreme Separate Identity, distinct from all manifested material creation. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, 4, verses 4, 5, He is therefore said to be Yogeshwara. Everything rests on the potency of the Lord Sri Krishna, and still the Lord is different from transcendental to all such identities. In the Vedic Purusha Sukta of the Rig Mantra, this is also confirmed. This philosophical truth of simultaneous oneness and difference was propounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is known as Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Brahma, Narada and all others are simultaneously one with the Lord and different from the Supreme Lord. We are all one with Him, just as the gold ornaments are one in quality with the stock of gold, but the individual gold ornament is never equal in the quantity with the stock gold. The stock gold is never exhausted, even if there are innumerable ornaments emanating from the stock, because the stock is Purnam, complete. Even if Purnam is deducted from the Purnam, still the Supreme Purnam remains the same Purnam. This fact is inconceivable to our present imperfect senses. The Lord Chaitanya, therefore, defined his theory of philosophy as achintya, inconceivable, and as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya's theory of achintya bheda bheda tattva is the perfect philosophy of the absolute truth. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Rugunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadhvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So in this chapter till now, Brahmaji is explaining the universal form and what all things it constitutes. And now in this verse and last, he is mentioning, the 12th verse is mentioning that the consciousness of that, you know, Lord is, you know, the great personality who is abode of religious principle. That's like Brahma, four Kumaras and Narad Muni. And that consciousness is also the abode of truth and transcendental knowledge. And in these verses, takes 13 to 16, he is mentioning about all the, you know, Chanaraj, Vidyadharaj and everybody, different living entities. And it says that this covers his transcendental... Are all covered by the universal form of the Lord at all times. So all these, you know, descriptions of all the different living entities, Brahmaji is mentioning that is covered by the universal form. But he says is transcendental. So here, we'll see three things today, that how Achintya Bheda Bhed Tattva, Lord Chaitanya has formed. And then we'll see we had discussed this in great detail, you know, long back. We'll just repeat the what is Abheda, what is Bheda, and then we'll focus on why it is called as Achinte, inconceivable. And then we'll discuss, after understanding this, what should be our practical approach towards it. So the Mayavadis, they say that everything is one, you know. About absolute truth, they say that, you know, everything is one, you know, Aham Brahmasmi. So they focus on the quality aspect, that yes, we are one in quality with the Supreme Lord. Lord is Satchidananda, and being his part and parcel, we are also Satchidananda. So therefore they say, we are non-different from Lord. But it is just a half vision. So they just focus on Abheda. So of course Shankaracharya had propagated this philosophy because he had to stop Buddhism. There was the Vedic scriptures were misunderstood and misused by people for animal killing, and therefore Lord has to take incarnation as Buddha, and he says that don't follow Vedic texts. And then, since he was Lord, he could influence everybody. And then everybody stopped following Vedic scriptures, and that's how the animal killing, unnecessary animal killing, it was stopped. But Vedas are like manuals for humans. So they need to be followed. So then, Lord devised a plan. He sent Lord Shiva as his partial incarnation, as Shankaracharya, and he said, follow Vedas, but we all are God. You know? So that was his philosophy, you know, Mayavad. So everything is one. And then again, to correct that, you know, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, they came and they said, no, Bheda. Lord is one and we are, you know, different. There's always like, you know, they had this position of we, you know, it's two. Jiva and Lord, they are separate. So they focused on Abheda. Lord is Vibhu, we are Anu. So the problem with only focusing on Abheda Tattva, that we are equal to Lord in quality, the problem is that there is no room for relationship. Because if everything is one, with whom should we relate? So that is the downside of just focusing on Abheda Tattva. Similarly, the problem with just focusing on Bheda Tattva, that we are different from God, is that there is a permanent barrier created between us and Krishna for any intimate relationships. There can be only one relationship we focus on Abheda. Like if we focus, yes, Lord is Vibhu, we are Anu. Lord is Master, we are Servant. Then there is only servitorship, you know, one can have rasa only in that particular relationship, you know, as a servant. But there is no scope for, you know, Sakya, Das, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras or Madhurya Ras. So that is the downside of focusing only Bheda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very amazingly, he reconciled both of this and he added one word, inconceivable, Achintya. So what is meant by Achintya? Achintya means that which we cannot understand with our intelligence. There are many things in this, our day-to-day life, which we cannot understand, you know, ourselves, because we have imperfect senses. All of us, Prabhupada mentions this, we have four defects. Tendency to cheat, tendency to commit mistake, tendency to get illusion, and we have imperfect senses. So this imperfect senses keeps us from understanding even the things within our realm, you know. How, you know, prasadam gets digested, we don't know. But it gets digested, we get strength, right? So it's kind of, you know, inconceivable, right? How the blood is formed. Of course, scientists may say that we have found, you know, this enzyme gets secret, this, that. But that's all like, you know, still, you know, too, you know, inconceivable for us, right? So, with our intelligence and with all the philosophical speculation, there is no way we can understand Krishna completely. Why Krishna has kept like that? Because if with our philosophical speculation we were to understand Krishna, then we will think that we have conquered Krishna. We have become better than God. Right? Because I can understand him. I know, you know, what Krishna is going to do next with my, you know, speculation or mystic siddhis or, you know, whatever. So that's not possible. So therefore, Lord, many, even some, you know, descriptions in Bhagavatam, they are really inconceivable. Canto 5th, how gold is formed. There are big mangoes and they fall. And then there is a river of mango juice. And that the juice gets stuck to the, you know, shores and, you know, gold is formed, right? Those such descriptions of about creation, they are really inconceivable. Why? Two purposes. First, to make us humble, to make us understand that we cannot conquer Krishna by our intelligence or philosophical speculation. And second, to test our faith. If we don't have faith on this, we cannot go to 10th canto, to Krishna's, you know, intimate pastimes. So unless one has unadulterated faith on, you know, Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, it's very difficult to know about absolute truth. In this verse, the first verse, you know, yeah, in this verse, towards end, Prabhupada, you know, is telling, you know, it's eternally existing in the form not exceeding 9 inches. So that's the description of Paramatma, actually, you know. So Jadurani Mataji, you know, she had asked Prabhupada, you know, she was painting Paramatma's picture, whether Prabhupada, whether Paramatma is standing or sitting or what, you know, is how to paint. Prabhupada said, for that you have to meditate thousands of years. And you know, Jadurani Mataji was shocked. And then Prabhupada said, you know, but actually he is standing, you know, you can paint that way. So Prabhupada, being pure devotee, he could realize, you know, what is the position of Paramatma, whether he is standing and sitting, and he immediately told. So same way, it is said, like, you know, we sing every day Damodarashtakam. He is not conquered by, you know, austerities, is conquered by love of pure devotee, right? So same way, Lord is inconceivable and he has done it to make sure we won't try to conquer him by our own abilities, but we humble ourselves and we develop such a deep love for him that with that love, he gets conquered and then he will reveal whatever, you know, he would like us to reveal. And with Lord's mercy, we can even conceive this inconceivable Lord then. You know? So in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada is quoting this 9.4. So in sutra form, all these three aspects are presented there, like, you know, kind of a summary of this. You know, the first thing, you know, maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtinam. It says that, it speaks about Brahman, that I am all-pervading. Then the third stanza of that verse, it says, you know, machthani sarva bhutani. So I am all-pervading as a Paramatma. So that is the second aspect. And then the last aspect, nachameteshu avasthitam. But I am separate from all. So that's a Bhagavan. So in that verse, purport to that verse, Prabhupada mentions that Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhaved grahyam indri Sevan mukhehi jivado smaram spurati ada smaraveva spurati ada. So he said that Lord's cannot be understood by our senses, but by engaging in devotional service, we can understand Lord even though he is inconceivable. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very, like in this purport, again Prabhupada is giving this example of gold and gold mine. Lord Chaitanya has very nicely summarized this philosophical conclusions of both Bheda and Abheda Tattva into one conclusive truth, Achintya Bheda Bheda. And then we saw inconceivable nature of Lord, why he remains inconceivable. Because to make us humble and to understand that we cannot conquer Lord by our own intelligence. And then, how Achintya, inconceivable, Bheda Bheda. We are one with Lord in quality, Sachidananda. But in quantity, Lord is Vibhu, we are Anu. So when we have this understanding, a devotee's aim is not to figure it out that, you know, let me keep trying understanding Krishna. But devotee understand in principle that yes, Lord is inconceivable, but whatever it may be, to whatever extent I can understand Krishna, I want to glorify. So that is the aim of a devotee. So yes, devotee understand that Lord is Achintya, is inconceivable, I cannot understand fully, but whatever extent the scriptures are revealing, the spiritual master is revealing, let me glorify that. Why? Because when we do that, we feel real satisfaction. Now, Vyasadeva, he wrote all Vedic scriptures, but he was still dissatisfied. Reason being, you know, Narad Muni told, you have not sufficiently glorified the Supreme Lord. And if we see in this world, whatever we do, at the end of day, the goal is what? To be happy. Whatever we are doing, earning money, having families, or, you know, doing whatever we are doing, the aim is to be happy. And then Bhagavatam says that, of course, material happiness, you know, is, there is no question, devotees won't even consider that as happiness. It's just a period between two miseries, actually, you know. There is no real happiness in this material world. But in spiritual realm also, you know, devotees won't consider this happiness of a Brahman or like, you know, happiness of going to heavenly planet. They considered it, you know, negligible. Kaivalyam narakayate tiddashapura akashapushpayate. Prabhupada Saraswati says that merging into Brahman is hell, you know, and heavenly pleasures, they are phantasmagoria, you know, the ghodadimba, you know, the eggs of a horse, you know, means what? It actually doesn't exist. So devotees are not even considering this happiness, which are considered by all these, you know, Mayavadis and, you know, so-called philosophers to be the highest happiness. Devotees are not even looking. They are saying it's hell. But what is devotees' pleasure? That yes, you know, whatever understanding I am getting from Guru Sadhu Shastra, let me glorify Lord. And again in Damodar Ashtakam, you know, he is saying that Satyavrata Muni, that I don't want to remember your form as, you know, your majesty, supreme form. No, I just want to remember you as, you know, the same Damodar who is, you know, getting tied by Mother Yashoda. So devotees understand that when we glorify Lord, to whatever extent we understand, that will give us real satisfaction. And that is the only way to purify us. Kunti Maharani, she prays in that, you know, Shunvanti gayanti grunanti bhikshnashaha smaranti nandanti tavehito jana tavehitam janaha taeva pashyanti charena chitavakam bhavat pravaho paramam padambujam. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So we don't have to do, you know, a lot of mental gymnastic about understanding, you know, how things are happening, why things are happening, or, you know, why this philosophical, like, you know, why Krishna is achintya, you know. No. Sometimes, you know, being like kids is very, you know, nice. The, you know, in India, at one place there was a quiz actually. You know, so they were asking, you know, question. You know, when Krishna lifted Govardhan, you know, they used to say, okay, when he was 7 years old, and they said, how Krishna lifted Govardhan on his left wing? How did he do it? So whichever questions the kids could not answer, they used to say, it's achintya, inconceivable. You know, and actually that's true also. That with our, like, we may be grown up and we can, you know, go to some more details how Krishna is doing, but actually it's inconceivable. So, to summarize, we know that Lord is inconceivable, achintya, and he had kept it that way because he wants us to not feel proud or, you know, not consider ourselves great by thinking that we can speculate philosophically and understand Krishna completely. No, that's not possible. He's inconceivable. And second thing, he wants us to be humble and approach spiritual masters in a humble mood. Then we saw that there was this philosophical debate between whether we are one with God or we are different, like Bheda or Abheda. And then we saw, you know, why the whole thing was set up, why Mayavad came, why, you know, Ramanujacharya Dvaitavad came. But the problem with all these philosophies, they are incomplete. The negative aspect of only focusing on Abheda Tattva, that we are one with God, is there is no question, no room for relationship. And then the problem of focusing too much on Dvaitavad, that is Lord is, you know, Vibhu, we are Anu, is that we cannot go beyond, you know, Dasyaras. So therefore Lord Chaitanya has kind of, you know, synthesized both this, and he has added this achintya bheda bheda. We are simultaneously one with Lord and at the same time different. But after understanding, we won't get discouraged, but the devotee's mood is, to whatever extent we are able to understand Lord, let us glorify him, because only that glorification will lead us to purification of our heart and stopping this repeated cycle of, you know, birth and death. So with this, you know, Kunti Maharani's prayer, we'll stop. Any questions or comments? And of course, yeah, one more point, remember that Prabhupada, being a pure devotee, he could see whether Paramatma is, you know, standing or sitting. So that's another for, you know, all of us, the easy way to understand Krishna is just follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction and we'll know whatever is required for us. Yes.
So goal is to develop love of God, Krishna Prem, this is our goal. So to the degree we can understand Krishna, is it actually direct relationship between the goal and degree of how we can understand Krishna? Is it direct relationship?
No. The gopis, they did not understand Krishna. Of course, you know, in one sense they were not seeing Krishna as, you know, Supreme Lord with all the opulences, but they were seeing just as a, you know, their lover or Mother Yashoda was seeing Krishna as her child. So, yes, devotee, they understand Krishna's supremacy, but they are not stuck at that. They want to develop, you know, unconditional love, you know, for Lord, and, you know, reciprocate him in one of the, you know, rasas. So, yes, understanding more about Krishna makes us, you know, more, what you say, if we know, it will help us appreciate more Krishna's, you know, when we understand Krishna's quality, it will make us more feeling love for Krishna, you know, because we know more. But whatever we have knowledge, we should not think that is kind of, you know, that is a roadblock. I cannot take it further. No. With whatever understanding we have, if we keep practicing devotional service, eventually, if Krishna feels we should know more, we'll get that understanding. And even if we don't get, we'll at least, you know, develop that loving reciprocation for Lord and, you know, perfect our lives. We'll get, you know, like, you know, Krishna Prem, we cannot get on ourselves, you know, Krishna will, you know, award it. So, in one sense, there is a, like, it's the devotional service is not dependent on only knowledge, but it is said, you know, the knowledge comes as a byproduct, you know, anyway, you know, so that understanding will come. So, but that is not the, so devotee doesn't just focus on getting knowledge, or, you know, understanding more about Lord. He is focused more on doing devotional service. You know? So, does that answer your question?
Hare Krishna. So I have a question, but when you were answering his question, I was just thinking of that painting right there, right? So the Brahmana that didn't know how to read.
Anyways,
my question was that, can you remind us, was it Madhvacharya that introduced Radha Krishna worship before Madhvacharya? Devotees were worshipping Krishna, but he introduced Radha Krishna. Can you remind us of that?
Yes, I think that's correct, yeah. Actually, maybe sometime I'll get when we are talking. Lord Chaitanya, he took two essential principles from each sampradaya actually. Like deity worship, he took from Sri Sampradaya. And then, I'm not exactly remembering all eight, like what two, but the Radha Krishna worship he took from, you know, Madhva Sampradaya. That's true, So, any other questions or comments? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।